Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony transcribed. K is for Kroger, C is for cut, B is for beef. KCB means Kroger cut beef, and Kroger cut beef means more meat for your money. It's a fact, ladies, and here's the reason Kroger cut beef gives you more meat, less waste. Before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. Yes, that's before the meat is weighed and priced. So you can see that means more meat for your money. You get top U.S. government grades of beef, meat that's tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. You get a better value in top-grade beef. For example, when you buy a Kroger-cut porterhouse steak, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes the long, stringy end and excess waste before the steak is weighed and priced. You don't pay steak price for stringy meat and excess waste. Remember, whether you buy a steak or roast, you receive more meat, less waste. But see for yourself. Visit your neighborhood Kroger store and make it a rule to buy Kroger-cut beef and get more meat for your money. And now, Hearts in Harmony. Confined to Heatherton Hospital as the result of injuries received in an automobile accident, wealthy Barry Carlton is lying near death, and Penny Gibbs, who was with him in the smash-up, has taken a sudden turn for the worse and has asked for Dr. Ryan, the family physician. In the hall outside Penny's room, Dr. Ryan says to Penny's mother, Grace,
Mrs. Billings, you mustn't be alarmed because Penny sent for me.
Oh, it means she's a great deal worse, Dr. Ryan. I just know it does.
It doesn't mean that at all. Penny has sent for me more for moral support than anything else. It's good for a patient to talk to a doctor she knows.
Dr. Ryan, she is worse than she was yesterday.
That's to be expected, I think. The pain of her injuries has been dulled by shock. The shock is beginning to wear off.
Was that it?
Well, that's what usually occurs in accident cases. You mustn't imagine Penny is worse than she is, Mrs. Billings, or you'll be a hospital case yourself.
Oh, wait till you see her, though, Dr. Ryan. It's a pitiful sight. Her whole face is in bandages.
I know. I talked to Dr. Weston a few minutes ago about the extent of her injuries. I grant you she's badly hurt. But believe me, she could be far more badly injured than she is. Now, you go to your room and rest. I'll go in and have a talk with Penny.
You don't want me to go in with you?
Not just now. I have an idea Penny will speak more frankly to me if I'm alone with her.
Well, what do you think she wants to say to you?
I don't know. Maybe nothing. But if anything is bothering her, I mean outside of her injuries and her worries about Barry, chances are she'll tell me. People have a way of unburdening themselves to family doctors.
Yes, they do.
Now you go to your room, Mrs. Billings.
All right.
Mrs. Carlton finally managed to get to sleep. If she can do it, so can you. If there's anything to tell you after I've seen Penny, I'll send a nurse for you.
All right, Dr. Ryan. I'll try to get some rest.
See that you do that, Mrs. Lilly.
Who is it?
It's Dr. Ryan, Penny.
Oh, Dr. Ryan, I'm so glad you came.
I'm flattered that you sent for me.
I just had to. Nobody here tell me anything I want to know, but you will, won't you?
Well, now that depends on what you want to know. As far as your injuries are concerned, Dr. Weston can tell you far more about them than I can.
Is he telling me the truth?
Of course he is, Penny.
What did he tell you?
That you're going to be all right. Barring complications, you'll be as good as new. But it is going to take time. You won't be well again tomorrow. You were pretty badly smashed up. You know that yourself.
Yes, I know. I feel so much worse today than I did yesterday. These bandages on my eyes worry me. My eyes are all right, aren't they?
Yes, Penny. The bandages will be removed in a day or two. Your eyes are perfectly all right, so don't worry. In fact, don't worry about yourself at all.
I won't, Dr. Ryan, if you'll stay.
I'd like to stay, Penny. But I have patients in Rossville who need help, too. But I'll tell you what. I'll drive down here to see you every evening. And I'll keep in constant touch with Dr. Weston by telephone. That'd be all right.
Of course it will. It was selfish of me to ask, but I feel so much better knowing that you're around.
I'm glad I can be of help to you. But you be of help to yourself, will you, Penny? And don't worry about anything. You're in good hands here. This is a fine hospital. Dr. Weston is one of the best doctors in the state.
My chief worry isn't really about myself, Dr. Ryan.
No? What is it?
It's Barry. They won't let me see him. They won't tell me about
him. You ought to know why you can't see him, Penny.
I don't know why.
Now, that's nonsense.
I'd walk to him, Dr. Ryan. I'd walk to him if I knew where he was.
Now, that is even more nonsense. You couldn't take two steps in the state you're in, Penny. That's why they won't let you see him. It would be dangerous even to move you, wheel you to him in your bed. And the same is true of him.
Have you seen him?
No, I haven't. Not yet.
Will you see him?
I'm seeing Dr. Weston as soon as I leave you. Then I'll see Barry if he wants me.
Please tell Dr. Weston you want to see Barry and then come back and tell me how he is.
All right.
Will you tell me the truth?
When have I ever told you anything but the truth?
Never, but...
But what?
But I have a funny feeling about Barry, Dr. Ryan. I think I know the truth about him. And I think even you will think it best to keep it from me.
Now you have no reason to think that. No reason at all.
I know he's badly hurt, more seriously injured than I am.
You think so? Why?
Because nobody's told me what he said or if he's better or worse. Or in pain or just what's the matter with him. Dr. Ryan, everybody's so quiet when I ask about him. And if they do say anything, I can sense that they're lying.
I'll see him, Penny. I'll talk to Dr. Weston about him right away. Then I'll come back and tell you the truth.
Will you really?
Yes, Penny. I really will. I'll see you a little later. And when I do, I'll bring the truth.
Hello? Oh, this is Dr. Weston. Oh, yes, that's quite all right. Yes, I'll sign the release this afternoon. You're welcome. Yes, I'll do that. Goodbye. Sorry about the interruption, Dr. Ryan.
Oh, that's all right. I hope you don't think I'm interfering.
On the contrary, Dr. Ryan, I welcome any help you can give me. And I know your presence here is good medicine for Miss Gibbs.
I assured her, though, that she should have full confidence in you.
Well, thank you. But I know it helps a patient to be attended by a friend as well as a physician. What do you think of my diagnosis of her x-rays, Dr. Ryan?
I think you're absolutely right. No question but that the bone injuries about the face and head are only minor. Her most serious injuries are surface and to her eyes. The broken bones in her shoulder and chest should heal properly and leave no internal damage. But I'm worried about her eyes.
Yeah, so am I, a little. But otherwise, I'd say she's out of any serious danger, wouldn't you, Dr. Ryan?
As far as I can see... I think it's safe to predict a complete recovery for her. But young Carlton's story is a little different, I'd say.
I'm worried about him, Dr. Ryan. We've taken second x-rays and discovered the reason for his failure to regain consciousness.
Hmm.
It's something we suspected all along, but that the first x-rays failed to show.
Pressure on the brain.
A serious one, Dr. Ryan. And far too delicate an operation for anyone in this hospital to perform.
Money's no problem in the matter, Dr. Weston. You probably know that. We could get Reynolds, if it's the kind of brain operation he can handle.
It's exactly his kind. But he's in Europe.
I said the cost was no problem, Dr. Weston. If you know where we can get in touch with Reynolds, we can have him here in 24 hours.
Mm-hmm. I think he's in Paris.
Well, let's phone him then and explain the situation. I'll handle the rest with Mrs. Carlton. Tell Reynolds to charter a plane if he can't get a seat on one of the regularly scheduled flights. We'll pay for everything at this end.
Well, there's a man in Chicago almost as good as Reynolds.
The Carltons can afford the best, Dr. Weston. Let's get the best if it means the boy's life.
Well, I have a feeling it might.
Then let's send for Reynolds. It's the only...
Come in.
You sent for me, Dr. Weston.
Oh, yes, Mrs. Billings. Come in.
Mrs. Billings, I think we have some good news for you.
Oh, she's going to be all right, Dr. Ryan.
Perfectly all right. Unless Dr. Weston and I are both wrong.
And I am positive we're not, Mrs. Billings.
Oh, I'm so relieved. I've been so...
Now, there's nothing to cry about anymore, Mrs. Billings.
I know.
But I just can't help it. How soon before
she
can go?
We said she's going to be all right, Mrs. Billings. But she's still a very sick girl, and probably will be for some time to come.
I see.
And a slow recovery is often better than a quick one, Mrs. Billings. You can rest assured she'll be absolutely all right when she leaves here. And you can take my word for it.
I do, Dr. Ryan. And what about Barry?
We're sending for Reynolds, the brain specialist for young Carlton.
Then he's going to be all right, too?
We hope so. It's up to Reynolds. But believe me, he's the best in the field, and Barry will get the best that he can offer.
Did you see Barry, Dr. Ryan?
Yes, Penny, I did.
Well, you said you'd tell me the truth about him. Tell me.
Drink this first, and then I'll tell you all about it.
All right.
A little more.
Oh, it's hard to swallow.
I know. But drink a little more.
All right.
That's better.
Now tell me about Barry. Did you talk to him?
No, I didn't.
Why not? Can't he talk?
He was asleep when I saw him.
Well, Dr. Ryan, how is he? You said you'd tell me.
He's pretty sick, Penny.
How sick, Dr. Ryan? How sick?
We're sending for a specialist for him, Penny.
Well, then he...
No, Penny. He's not going to die. The man we're sending for is the best there is. He has to perform an operation that none of us here can handle. But when he gets through, Barry will be absolutely all right.
Is that the truth, Dr. Ryan?
Yes, Penny. That's the truth. I promised I'd... Oh, excuse me a minute, Penny.
Yes, but don't go away. Tell me more.
I will. Yes.
Dr. Ryan, I...
Oh, Dr. Weston, did you get in touch with Reynolds?
Yes. I have the call into him now. Did you tell Miss Gibbs about him?
Yes. Yes, I told her what I could. I mentioned a specialist.
Mm-hmm. And about Carlton's chances?
Oh, I hated to do it, Dr. Weston, but... I had to lie to her.
Is Barry Carlton going to die, even after the efforts of a specialist? And if he does, how will they break the news to Penny Gibbs without endangering her life, too? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. KCB. KCB. KCB means Kroger Cut Beef, and Kroger Cut Beef means more meat for your money. Yes, Kroger Cut Beef gives you more meat, less waste, because before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, excess waste, and stringy ends. In buying Kroger Cut Rib Roast, for example, you don't pay rib roast price for excess bone and waste. The chine bone is trimmed, the waist and short rib end removed, giving you top U.S. government grades of beef that's tender, juicy, rich red, and marbled with just the right amount of flavory fat. And before the meat is weighed and priced, the Kroger method of cutting beef removes excess bone, waste, and stringy ends. Remember, whether you buy a steak or roast, Kroger Cut Beef gives you more meat for your money. But mind you can get Kroger Cut Beef only at your neighborhood Kroger store. So go there as soon as you can. Step up to the meat counter and ask the Kroger meat man for Kroger Cut Beef. You'll get delicious and juicy and tender beef. And you'll get more meat, less waste. That means you get more meat for your money at your Kroger store. Listen again tomorrow, same time, same station, for another thrilling transcribed chapter of Hearts in Harmony.